Well, good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here. We'd like to share a little marriage testimony of what the Lord has been doing in our lives and answer our prayers. I appreciate the exhortation on prayer and the prayer being answered for Melody, and I can testify to that, that the Lord has also answered some of our prayers. So it's a challenge to be up here. The flesh trembles, but we would desire to share a testimony to the honor and the glory of God. And so, so I'll just briefly, all of you know us, or maybe some of you don't really know where we come from, so I'll briefly share just a little bit. So we're born and raised in a Schwarzentruber setting, which is a very dark Amish setting, and got converted and came out of all that. We're not going to share a conversion testimony. Although I would say my part, it was maybe a marriage conversion, if you will. So we've been just praying and pressing in. Our marriage has... Well, to start off with our marriage when we first got married, the first 2 years, I would say our marriage was very miserable, very rough. And it's a lot to do with me being unconverted, and there's a lot went on, a lot of hurts, and a lot of bad things, I guess I could say. But then I got converted and things got really good. But then they got better. So we've been, for quite a while, we've both noticed that we need higher ground. We need to go deeper with our marriage, a better understanding or understand better. One of the things that I'm going to share a little bit later, but there's a scripture, it's in Ephesians 5. I forget which verse it exactly is, but as Christ gave himself, so did the husbands give himself. I'll read that later, but I never really, I knew it, but I couldn't, I knew I didn't get the depth of what's in there. So we've been pressing into prayer. It's, I don't know how long, probably a year or more, I'm not sure, and just seeking the Lord in what to do, and to me it seemed like she's not submitting, but on the other hand side, I couldn't really say, well, that's not totally the case. I knew she's trying, so it was a back and forth. it seemed in my side of it, from what I was seeing, and she'll share too, her side of it. It seemed like things are getting more grievous, more being pinned down to what's the problem, I guess. And again, it's not like we had a bad marriage, but yet there's still something missing. And so about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, we were going to share last Sunday, and then it didn't work out. We had sick children, and it was a Friday afternoon, Friday evening, things came to a head. It's just kind of like we were on a disagreement. And it's just, I could feel for myself, I could just feel a deep frustration and anger. And it's like she's not understanding me. But I knew I can't go down that route. But there's something, we've got to get to this, the bottom of this. And so, finally, we're just pressing in prayer and just pleading out with the Lord, just in as we're working in the house and doing our things, and I forget what we're all doing that afternoon or evening. And then she handed me a letter of what all, and she'll share more on that and what she sees, and that's kind of what broke. It's like I knew. I knew what she was saying is true, but it's like, I don't know. I didn't realize that this is this is what it is. And I'll let that, until she shares, I'll let that come out in that end. But anyways, basically what it amounted to is my focus is outside of our home, outside of our marriage. I come home, I do what I do, but my focus is to witness to the lost, to have Bible study, to my energy was going into DNN Roof Solutions, the work. And that was kind of, that was my focus. I didn't realize that I'm totally missing the family and I'm not trying to justify myself or whatever, but that's where my focus was. Fountain of Life Ministry, it's all, you know, and I was completely blindfolded to what I'm missing at home or missing her heart. And so finally, I want to say there, it's not that being in a ministry or witnessing, that's not wrong. I don't want to deviate from that, but we most certainly don't want to miss our relationship with our spouse or wife, to do our duty as a husband, and not only as a duty, but to be engaged in what the Lord has for us. So finally, I was very deeply grieved. I ended up leaving the house, and just my goal was to go out into a back road somewhere, just spend time with the Lord and seeking. And my cry that evening was, Lord, you have to give me an answer, or I'm going to die, or I'm not going to go home. I have to have an answer. I was in very desperate need. And so anyways, a little bit of a testimony there. I thought I'm heading down on a dead-end road. My intentions was that there's no distraction. Somehow, this dead-end road wasn't a dead-end road. And I kept driving. Finally, I realized where I was, so I took another road so I wouldn't know where I was, because I wasn't ready to go home. I didn't have the answer yet. And so I kept turning and distracting of where, and just, it was later. It was 8, 9 o'clock or so.
When you came home?
No, when I was out.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, just praying and just pressing in and basically crying my heart out to the Lord and pleading for answers, for direction. And then finally I was kind of like, well, Lord, now it's your turn to speak to me. And then that's where he actually spoke. I feel like he spoke directly to me. He started asking me, and I can't remember which one was the first, but this is the list, is, are you willing to give up street preaching for your marriage? I said, yes, I am. Are you willing to give up Bible study for your marriage? Yes, I am. Are you willing to give up a Fountain of Life ministry for your marriage? Yes, I am. Are you willing to give up DNN Roof Solutions for your marriage? And I would say, I paused a little bit. I said, well, Lord, we're dealing with marriage. I'm the husband. I need to provide. I'm willing to give it up, but somehow I need to provide for my family. And then he said, I will provide. I will take care of that end. So basically, what he was doing is, and this is later what I seen that actually happened is, I went home. I got some answers and also uploading messages. Everything that I was doing outside of the marriage that was good, that was maybe taking my energy and my effort, my focus away from our marriage, I got pinpointed on. And all the things that, those are good things. But there again, he was dealing with me. So my focus, I don't know how, I'm not sure how long I was gone, but I went home with a vision of, I'm gonna get rid of, step out of all of that, everything. I didn't know what I'm going to do for work. I didn't know what I'm going to do, how, but my vision was, I'm going to go home, I'm getting out of everything, Fountain of Life Ministry, anything. And we're going to go take a vacation find a babysitter and just go by ourselves and have our marriage restored, just spend time together. I was going to do anything, everything, whatever I possibly can to restore that. Well, I came home and gave her the news, and it was kind of, she thought I missed her point or missed her heart again. But it took some time there a little bit, overnight or the next day, that we finally realized that we're closer to the same page than we thought we are there. So then we talked about it more, some of the things like message uploading. I'm going to continue doing that. Fountain of Life, I am planning to get out of it. I'm not sure. I'm probably getting out of the major things that take energy and time away from the family that draws me out of the house. At least for now. I'm not saying that I won't get into some things later, but right now we're young and we need to establish a foundation to carry the gospel out, I guess. If her home is unstable, we might as well forget about witnessing to other people. That's my vision. I believe it's a biblical thing. So, and also, I'm giving up DNN Roof Solutions. That is, it's hard for me to give that up, but I believe it needs to go. All the phone calls, all the things that need to be taken care of, all the chops that need to be looked, there's a lot that goes in there. And maybe later I'm able to handle something like that, but for right now it has to go. I'll probably end up having a day job, but that's okay. The Lord said He'll provide and He will. So, but I didn't know. I figured I'd just continue until something the Lord needs to show me. And then like 4 days later, the Lord showed me an open door to haul minibombs. Good paying job. And actually, in fact, I would say it was a double open door. Like these two doors here, they were both wide open. So I talked with the guy, and yeah, he basically, I moved forward. But I needed a CDL license. The day that I got my permit, he called me and said, well, things changed. I turned the barn hauling over to my cousin, and you have to get with him if you want a chop or whatever. So long story short, this Friday afternoon, I found it was another disappointment. I found out that there is no opening. He's already hired other people. And so I was like, okay, Lord, you said you'll provide. So there are some other options. The pay is not as good, but that's fine. It pays our bills, and it pays more than our bills. But the main focus is it will give me time in the evening, Saturday. It will give me time to make sure that our relationship with each other and the family or whatever is being established. And as far as like ministering, street preaching, we'll just have to work that in. We don't want to totally give it up, but it's not going to be firsthand, I guess, or first and foremost. So, I think I'll let her share, and then I have a little bit more. I'd like to go over some scripture here from what I believe that happened in my heart. I'll let you take that. Okay. And I'll share some more scripture later, or after she's done.
Yes, I'll share my testimony too. I wrote it out. That's why I wrote him a letter. Sometimes I have a hard time getting my feelings straight, so sometimes I have to put it down and then go over it, or I'll just back out of saying what I want to.
I want to say there, that was the best thing that it was just, it was there. It wasn't, I had no chance to butt in or cut off, or it was just there. And I could reread it. She didn't have to repeat it. I could go over it many times as I wanted to. It was the Lord's way of reaching my heart.
Okay, well, a while ago I made a commitment that I'm truly going to submit I studied the scriptures and expounded on the words, reverence, obedience, subjection, and I knew I had work to do. I started praying and trying, but it was a continuous struggle. I failed again and again. It seemed the more I submitted, the less I was included in our marriage. It seemed to me he took the liberty to make the choices on his own, and I didn't feel needed. I felt like other things were more important than our family, and I feared what would happen with our children. I knew I couldn't tell him these things, so I began to pray and cry out to God. I say, Lord, send someone with a message. Send someone to speak in his life. Lord, just show him how to be a leader that is gentle like you, Lord Jesus, a servant leader. In the same time, I kept asking the Lord to help me to better submit. It seemed nothing changed, and my burden became very heavy. I was hurting, and I knew I was reacting off of those hurts. So it was just like the Lord told me, you must tell him or it's going to destroy both of you. I didn't want to. Some of the things that hurt me and greatly affected me seemed like little things, and I would always just push it away and try to overcome my feelings and just forgive. But the Lord clearly said, you have to. Well, Dennis has so many good qualities, it seemed foolish to bring these little things up, and I felt like I'm failing in my part. But finally, I decided I have to be transparent. I can't go on like this. So that evening, in the kindest way I knew how, I let him know some things that he did that really hurt me. And I hurt him too. He finally told me, honey, I don't know how to deal with this. I brokenly said, I don't either. Finally, he got up and left the house. Soon he texted me and said that he left to seek the Lord. He said what I told him really hurt, but he is thankful I told him. A heavy burden rolled away just hearing him say that. So I kept praying through the evening. Finally, just as I had the girls in bed, he came home. We sat down together, and he said, I found some answers. Then he began to tell me all the things that he had to go for the sake of our marriage. He said, the business, Fountain of Life, Bible study, and the recording at church. My heart sank. I looked at him and said, that does not bring security to me. You can't just quit working. It doesn't take all day to love me and do the little things. I totally missed his point. So he was very distressed. He said, then I don't know how or what God was showing me. So we went to bed. Not long, the Lord started to prompt me to tell him what he can do to change the things that he does that hurt me. Again, I didn't want to. But the Lord gave me assurance that Dennis will accept it. He is a new man. The next morning, the Lord clearly revealed that he wanted me to do that. So I said, yes, Lord. And I made a list of things that would help me feel loved. So I let him know that I had some answers. If he has time, I would like to go over them with him. So we sat down and we went over the list of things together. And he said, I don't know how to do this, but I can try. I looked at him and said, let the Holy Spirit teach you, and I'm willing to let you fail if you try. And we were at peace with that. And truly, the Holy Spirit has done the job. I began to feel so loved. As he started to walk this out, I could tell he was truly a broken man and was willing to lay his life down for me. For the first time in my life, I could clearly see how God had arranged him over me. He laid everything down for me just like my Lord has done for me. Now I wanted to honor him just as I honor my Lord. It has truly been a real blessing, I can say with Sarah, my Lord. Submission is truly sweet when you have a loving master, and necessary if you don't. 1 Peter 3. I'm just going to read a little bit down there. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if they obey not the word, that they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wife, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
Amen.
That's my testimony.
My testimony is sometimes the wives are to submit, but we husbands need to be quiet long enough to listen to their hearts. I believe that I wasn't. I'm going to just get some verses here in Ephesians chapter 5. And Brother Allison, I don't want to take away from the message on the men in the marriage, but encourage you in it, I guess. Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2. Be you therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Now we'll go to the encouragement there is be followers of Christ. Of God as dear children. Let's go down to verse 15, I believe. Yeah, verse 15, chapter 5. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil, so that we walk not as fools, but as wise, and redeeming the time because the days are evil. The devil is here to kill, steal, and destroy in whichever way he can. I guess right now I'm talking more on the marriage side of it. He wants to tear us apart, get our focus somewhere else. Yeah, you're doing good, but you're missing your wife's heart. Now, I'm mostly speaking to the men here. And to myself, I'm a man too, I guess. Maybe a little one, but... Okay, I was going to read down to verse 21. Wherefore be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And so my encouragement there is if you don't know, I guess just to say this, we didn't know what was wrong, but we knew something's wrong. And that's what we have to recognize. Where are we at? There seems like something's wrong, so we need to press in prayer and understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. So I get this picture of a husband and speaking to himself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He's just always encouraged, and he's always thanking the Lord, and that's the way he leads his household and leads his wife and children. And therefore, it can be a powerful marriage. And yes, the wife needs to submit, but we're the head. We need to be in line. Husbands, here's the verse that I never could really understand the depths of it until that evening. Actually, it was like the next day I actually I came across is I reminded of it and then I read it. Then it finally made sense. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So how did Christ give himself? He died. And that's what we have to do. And that's what I believe that happened. Myself died. Even though, yeah, it's just, I'm not sure how else to explain it. That self has to be dead. And there's many of you here that should be here saying that, but this is where the Lord has me. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And it's a blessing, since it's just the power of God. And it's a blessing in our homes. I'm not sure if she ever was not submissive. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word. So we're dead, we're the head, we're leaders, we've died to our marriage, that we may sanctify and cleanse our marriage / family and leader family by washing of the water of the word. Not sure how far I was going to go here. Verse 29, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord, the church. So, as we take care of our own body, so much the more, so much, and maybe more, whatever you want to say there, we have to take care of our wives as well. Nourish and cherish and care for them. Be the head. Be leading out. And you know, sometimes in this struggle, I blame her for some issues. Well, we can't blame our wives for our problems, or whatever it may be. We're the head. We need to lead out. And I think the main thing in this is what I learned, what it is. The main thing is we need to be dead. Ourselves needs to be dead so we can be what God designed us to be. There's other scriptures that we could share or tie into this, but for the sake of time, we have communion too. The song I would like to sing, song 262, Higher Grounds. Higher Grounds, we've gained higher grounds, but that's still our desire to gain, to keep on. God bless you.